Filipino American, huh?
Yeah, it's you know what? It's interesting because it varies where I live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you take Virginia for example,
yeah,
you know, it was almost as if I was an adopted African American, and I live in the same neighborhood as them. I went to the same school as them. So in a sense, I've gone through the same struggles as they have going up, but understanding myself as a Filipino American didn't really come out. You know, personally, I didn't know what it was to be a Filipino, except when I was in the house.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I didn't have a lot of Filipino friends, because there was not that many Filipinos. So anything Filipino was largely based on what I learned at home. So, you know, eating right. You know, that's all I knew about Filipino. You know, respecting your elders. Going to church every Sunday and doing the rosary every night. My mom, you know, because she's very religious. You know, being Filipino is pretty much what I've learned just in the house. Anything outside the house, I didn't see myself or didn't understand what a Filipino was. And let me give you an example. When I was in, you know, third, fourth grade, you know, there was all this ruckus, people want to fight, this and that. And so my friends, you know, they were fight some other little kids, and they kind of pushed me in there. You know, and they're like, yeah, you can't mess with him. He's Chinese. And I said, nah, man, I'm Filipino. Like, Philo, what? Like, no, man, you're Chinese. I don't know what you said. You know, it dawned on me that people didn't know what a Filipino was. You know what I mean? And at the same time, I asked myself the same question, what is it to be a Filipino here? And I really didn't understand that. Okay, and it's all based on my environment, where I live, where I went to school, where I hung out. So taking that into context, being in Virginia, you know, I could safely say I didn't know what it was to be a Filipino American. Now, moving to Chicago, that's a different story. I went from an all African American neighborhood to a neighborhood where there was a lot of Filipinos. Why was this bad, man? It was kids that looked like me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow, this is something new. You know, and I think that's where it really started, my whole Filipino identity. Because I got involved with, my pops was involved in the Filipino American Association in the Navy. So we have weekend parties all the time where the community comes together and then we have parties. We do a lot of cultural stuff. You know, I remember the cultural dances I had to do, and I had to wear these coconuts, and I didn't understand the whole thing about the coconuts, but it's a coconut dance they do in the Philippines. You know, the tinikling, the stick dance,
mm-hmm.
Right? So that's where I really understood my own culture, right? But in a sense where, like, that's what Filipino culture is. Have I accepted it? Maybe. But it hasn't really sunk in yet, because I was still young. I said, oh, this is all they do, okay. You know, I was just going with the flow. Okay. So that's Chicago, and then moving to Alameda. You know, growing up, it's difficult, because as a Filipino-American, growing up in a middle school, junior high school, getting ready for high school, it was tough, because you wanted to fit in, just like any other kid, you know. And the Filipinos there and in my school, the knuckleheads, man. Knuckleheads. I mean, they're all with the gangs and this and that. And I'm wondering, is that what it is to be Filipino? And then when I'm going to class, you know, obviously the teacher's going to look at me like, oh, he's a Filipino, so he must be part of that.
Like, there's certain assumptions that would come along with that, right?
Absolutely.
Or seen that way.
Absolutely. You know? You have all the Chinese kids, okay, I'm not trying to be stereotypical or anything like that, but you know, in high school, they don't get happy, because they know they're going to do well in school. But I do well in school. I got my A's and B's in middle school, but I'm always happy because I'm Filipino. You know, growing up, I mean, during that time, my identity was like, damn, that's what it's like to be Filipino-American, being hassled all the time, you know, having people assume something about you.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I'm coming home, my parents, they're all into education, they're pushing for education, but they don't understand that the type of struggles I have to go through in terms of doing well in my education. I got to go to school and wonder what the teacher's going to think of me or kick me out of class because, you know, I hang with these guys.
Yeah, like playing through all the stereotypes. It's real tough, huh?
Very tough.
Yeah.
Very tough. You know, man, come on, I just want to go to class, learn something. How hard can it be, you know?